وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي حفظك الله تعالى. My dear brother, you are asking about in which kind of circumstances that we can expose the ulama, etc. My dear brother, listen to me and focus with all respect. May Allah ta'ala guide all of us and protect all of us and make us firm on the truth. Ameen. Exposing mistakes of ulama is kind of term and description that doesn't suit with each other. When you describe someone by a alim and scholar, means you are confirming a massive and big right that he deserves from you and from us according to the Kitab and the Sunnah. And absolutely it's conflicting with the word of exposing, means forget about it. There is nothing that called exposing scholars and exposing mistakes of ulama. Suppose not to be like that. Absolutely, we don't have something that called exposing mistakes of ulama. We have exposing mistakes of innovators, exposing mistakes of misguiders, exposing mistakes of disbelievers, exposing mistakes of bad people in general. Yes, understood. But to say exposing mistakes of ulama, this is a far description. More clarification. When you say alim, ulama, means you are confirming to them the right that Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned it in his book when he said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. The most people that fear Allah Ta'ala is the scholars, the ulama. Which means, there's no exposing here. Why? Because they will never, if they did a mistake, for example, they will never do it out of an evil intention, out of bad intention, out of wrong purpose. No. Absolutely, it's out of a wrong ijtihad with a good intention. Because they are ulama and they are the most people, they fear Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why the correct term to say correcting mistakes of ulama. Not expose it. What for? Same thing when you confirm a person by a alim, you are confirming and you agree absolutely clearly that he's a qualified person to speak about religion and to make judgment and decisions. Because Allah Jalla wa'ala said that about them. وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. So they are أهل الاستنباط. They are the people of the correct understanding. They are people who they understand the Kitab and the Sunnah better than us, better than normal people. They are the people who Allah described them by qualified in general. Which mean is, when you compare the mistake that you describe in your statements with the correct opinions, with the correct judgments, no comparison. Because they are qualified. So when you say their right decision, right opinions and right, and they're right in general, these kind of mistakes will never compare with their rights. And other rights also. The word of alim is not something small. The word of alim, Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned it with a very precious way. Allah Jalla wa'ala, when he mentioned the name of the ulama, he combined it with his name Jalla wa'ala, then the name of the messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Jalla wa'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u al-rasula wa ulil amri minkum. Ulil amr, al-ulama thumma al-umara. So Allah has described them by leaders in some way, because people listen to them, because they are people who they know better than others. In general, my dear brother, yes, absolutely, it is a big possibility for the scholar to make a mistake. But you need to understand the way how you deal with this mistake is not like the way that how we deal with the mistakes of your friends, with the mistakes of your neighbors, with the mistakes of common people. It's a difference. you need to be extra careful regarding how you're supposed to deal with it. And anyway, my dear brother, you must realize mistakes of ulama need a qualified people who they have enough distinguished to decide and to figure the mistakes in their opinions. Imagine that hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha ijtahada al-mujtahid fa asaba falahu ajran wa idha ijtahada al-mujtahid fa akhta'a falahu ajran." When describe someone by saying alim, scholar, you are described as a mujtahid, person who hard work to find a correct decisions and judgment about the things and refer it to the kitab and the sunnah, because he spent his life in understanding the deen, protecting the deen, etc. So, yes, it's possible for them to do mistakes. But you know what? The Prophet ﷺ said, those people, when they do mistake, they are rewarded too, even with what reward? Because of their hard work, because of their massive efforts and their correct attention. And if they do right, they're going to have two rewards, for the right and for the hard work also. So imagine you are dealing with people, they will be rewarded even if the result of their hard working was a mistake. Look how the religion respect the scholars. There's no matter of exposing here at all. In general, to bring you, deliver you to the point, my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى, the mistakes of scholars, doesn't matter how many types you divide it, you will reach to a summary. The mistakes of the ulama and mujtahideen either one of two categories, one of two different levels. The mistakes of the ulama and mujtahideen, one of two types. The first type, the first category, which is the first level, we call it the clear mistake. Yes, it's big possibility for a scholar, for a mujtahid, to make a clear mistake. What's meaning of clear mistake? Means he made a wrong judgment. Why it's clear wrong? Because either it's against the consensus of ulama Ahlul Sunnah, or either because it's clear against the clear evidence from the Kitab and the Sunnah, even if the Mas'ala doesn't have consensus. Yes, possible for the alim and for the scholar to say or to make such mistake because of many, many reasons. You can refer to the beautiful book of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, his book called Raf'ul Malam Anil A'immatil A'lam, Raising Blaming from the Great Scholars, Raising Blaming of Ignorance. Some of the ignorance people, they expose and they blame scholars for a mistake when they're supposed not to do, because of the introduction that I mentioned to you before. Like I said, it's possible for them to do such mistake. In this book and in other researches for Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, he described that there is big possibility, and it's there in front of us. Lots of great a'imma ulama, they made a clear mistake. And that clear mistake didn't erase their goodness, didn't make them bad people, didn't make them ignorance. No, they are 100% excused, because the reason they make it, because of a good attention. And they have their own reasonable reason and excuse to do such mistake. And he mentioned lots of examples. Lots of examples. And if you're going to mention example of every scholar, every alim, you cannot finish. It's many. And we are speaking about this category and this type, the clear mistakes. The second type and the second category, the unclear mistakes, means they possible they are right, but mostly they did a mistake. The first category, 100% it's wrong opinion, The second one, there is a possibility for them to be right, but mostly they are wrong. This kind of category, it's more sensitive than the first one. And if we said with the first one, this kind of clear mistakes, if they are ulama and they have their own excuse, absolutely they are 100% excused. What if we are speaking about the second type or the second category of mistakes? For example, I bring to you a few examples. Among the clear mistakes of the ulama, I bring for you some examples to understand the different categories and how you're supposed to deal with it. Among the first clear mistake for some ulama, for example, what they mention about Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, that he allowed people to use wine in wudu, for example. Or he did that ulama, of some of the ulama, the first ulama of the Ahnaf and people from Al-Iraq, Kufa and others, they believe that is not forbidden like Al-Khamr. It's a clear mistake. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he didn't recognize Uwais al-Qarani and he didn't even accept his story. And the hadith in Sahih Muslim and majority of the ummah, they agree about it. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he did a clear mistake regarding the adulteress, if the result of that adultery, that it was a daughter, he say the man and his and the result of this crime, if it's a girl, they are not mahram to each other. It's a clear mistake against the majority of the ummah, etc. This is a clear mistake. But what the ulama they did, the ulama they excused him in it, but they correct it and they clarify it. But regarding them, they are ulama, need to be respected. And this kind of mistakes doesn't compare anything with their rights. So be careful. The second example, other example for the second categories for you to understand. For example, the famous mistake for Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, when he ordered the people to take wudu if the blood came out of their nose. Or for example, his famous opinion regarding the person, if he broke when doing the prayer, he caught it and he got to take wudu, then he came back to continue with the prayer where he stopped. For example, a famous mistake from Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala regarding rejecting the fasting of Siyam Shawwal, all with the tafsil in it, for example, and he didn't recognize it. Fasting in days of Shawwal. For Shafi'i also, his famous mistake regarding the qunut in Salat al-Fajr. You can dua and qunut in Salat al-Fajr. This is actually, it's a mistake. But they have their evidence and they have their possibilities, but mostly they are wrong in it. Clear or no? So Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned all these kind of type mistakes, and the result of it is absolutely they are excused, and absolutely we suppose and obligate on us to clarify it, but with the right way, with respect them. So you need to separate between the two things, the scholars themselves and the mystic. This is something and this is something. In general, my dear brother, the issue need a lot of distinguish and qualification, and in people who they combine knowledge with deen, with fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla, when they talk about this issue. They acknowledge fear in Allah Jalla wa'ala, hikmah, and a correct way, and correct akhlaq, correct manners to deal with it. Not anyone involved in such issue, because it's very sensitive and could create big damage for the ummah. Same thing, for example, imagine when someone go out on the street and he exposed the mistakes of the leaders. The leaders and the normal leadership, rulers, presidents, kings, whatever, he go and he talk about everyone. In the end, what? The result of it is fitna. Either a revolution and a great killing and blood everywhere, or they will kill him. What about the ulama and the scholars who they are higher than those dunya leaders? It's something that is very sensitive and need qualified people combine knowledge, wisdom, fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, and correct means to deal with it. If you are not among this category, I advise you to go out of it and go and focus on the things that really have a benefit for yourself and leave this matter for its own people. وفقك الله.